Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Happy Thursday. Hope you're all having a great day. We got some actual bona fide Packers news today. That's right. We talked about it earlier here on the channel. Christian Watson, four-year extension, $31 million signing bonus. Giddy up, people. That's Jaden Reed taken care of. Christian Watson taken care of. You know what's next. That's right. Tucker Kraft. He is going to be the guy that the Packers now make a priority to try and sew up the core of this offense. I know we had Ian Rappaport on Pat McAfee earlier this afternoon talking about how the Packers are looking to get Kraft locked up and he could potentially reset the tight end market. And I know that feels crazy to people to hear that for a guy coming off an injury, but we all saw what he was capable of last year in this offense. He was only beginning to scratch the surface, putting together what would have been an all-pro type season. The Packers are going to get ahead of this and make Tucker Kraft one of, if not the most highly paid tight ends in the league. And it makes a world of sense, as it does with Christian Watson. As we always talk about here, you're not paying for what a guy has done. You're paying for what you expect him to do going forward. And clearly, the Packers expect Christian Watson to be a major component in their offense. And I understand there's a bit of sticker shock always when new deals get done. But man, you blink and in a couple of years, Watson's going to look like a bargain. At this moment, he is, I believe, the 15th highest paid wide receiver when you're talking about average per year. And that is going to drop precipitously over the course of the next year or so as new deals get done. There's little doubt that the Packers offense is completely different when Christian Watson's on the field. And the same is true for Tucker Kraft. Kraft is a yak monster, as we all know, but that's not all he is. The reason they're so effective on offense when Tucker's in there is because of his versatility. Much like we talked about with Christian earlier this afternoon, obviously with Tucker in line as a tight end, if you are a defensive coordinator, you're not entirely sure if he's sticking around or if he's going out on a route or if he's releasing late into the flat where he can really do damage with that kind of yak ability. He is a very vital piece of what the Packers want to do on offense. And you put all these guys together, that is a very, very exciting soup, if you will, for Chef LaFleur. Man, this offense is ready to cook. Is LaFleur going to light the flame? That's all I want to know, because my gosh, they're on the precipice of something really special once they get Tucker Kraft locked up. And this is what it's all about. This is where the last 3 years really have been leading, right? Identifying that core and then going and winning a championship, because that is what is next, people. Watson in the fold, Tucker Kraft up next. Go do it. Go win it. That's the idea. Obviously, a lot more has to fall into place. There's a whole lot of work to do. It's not as simple as pressing a button. But that is the idea, and you should, if you're a Packers fan, be incredibly excited about this news regarding Watson and the potential to lock up Tucker Kraft, most likely before the start of training camp or maybe during the summer, during camp itself. Little doubt, though, that that is their next priority. Very exciting times in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Very exciting times here at Cheesehead TV with all of you fine folks, Packers fans worldwide. How are you all doing? Good to see you all chatting it up. Before we get going, you know, I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at Ticket King. Ticket King has been based in Wisconsin since 1992. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of these national companies. Use the company based right across from Lambeau Field. And if you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link in the description of this video or at cheeseheadtv.com. And I know, I hear you out there. It's like, oh, what get talking about football already? We got to summer to get through and you want to get out there and get on your golf game. Well, you know what you got to do. You got to head over to Theta Care. Your friends will keep you on the green at the links. It's going to be a good time. Don't let pain sideline your golf game this season. Stop into Theta Care Orthopedic Walking Care in Appleton, open 7 days a week. They'll help you get back in the game quickly. Learn more at thetacare.org. All right, folks. How we doing? Hope you're all doing well. Brian starting us off with a super chat today. Thank you, Brian. Another great win for the Green Bay Packers. These fans deserve it. 1,000,000,000%. Shout out Reggie White. You darn right. Soder, how you doing, man? That Reed deal is a bargain. big time. And we talked about that when it happened, but without question, now you look at some of the other deals around the league, let alone Christian's deal. Yeah, the Reed deal is great. And what's crazy about the Reed deal is how heavy it is on per game bonuses, game day activation like bonuses. And I am going to be fascinated to see how that breaks down in Christian's contract, because you got to think the Packers have done everything they can to protect them if themselves if he is unable to go, misses large swaths of the season, etc. You know, it's something that's an unfortunate reality given Christian's history. I think he clearly did everything in his power to get back as soon as possible last year and really hit the ground running, coming off a really significant injury. I think the Packers appreciate that, but you still have to make sure you're guarding against that. And just looking at the guaranteed money, we don't have any breakdowns yet of the contract itself, but the $31 million signing bonus is most likely and usually for the Packers the one true guarantee. You put that up against, you know, Alec Pierce's contract where he got $60 million guaranteed, fully guaranteed. That tells you, there's probably some wiggle room here with Watson as far as how it's constructed. I would suspect that plenty of money to be made in that four-year deal, but there's not a ton that's guaranteed up front comparative to some other guys, which, again, makes sense. Oh, man. Jerry, sorry to hear this, man. Sorry I missed you guys yesterday. Norovirus kicked my ass this week. Well, feel better, brother. Headed to the Appleton softball game tomorrow. There you go. That'll be a good time. That's right. Tomorrow at Timber Rattler Stadium. We got Jordan Love and the crew going out there carrying on the great tradition, headed up by greats like Brett Favre and Donald Driver. Jordy Nelson, I believe, was ahead of it for a while, and now Jordan Love taking the helm. Have a great time, man. That's always a really fun event, and it always looks like a great, great time. This is an understandable question. Has Watson or the training room ever mentioned if he is still working with the hamstring docs, part of keeping him on the field? I imagine you are referencing the folks in Madison where he went a couple off seasons ago to work on his hamstring stuff. Not specifically with those kind of that program in Madison, but they are certainly in communication. They being the training staff with the Packers and have a way of working, so to speak, with Christian to help him continue on with the process that they began a couple summers ago. So it's not so much that he is still going there, but he is certainly still receiving kind of consultation via his training staff in Green Bay from the folks in Madison. That is an ongoing process. What else we got here, folks? Gotta be a hell of a night, a hell of a sight to see $31 million hit your account all at once. Really glad for Christian Watson. He totally deserves it. I mean, again, let's see what the actual contract says. I know it's been reported as a $31 million signing bonus, which, you know, is most likely lockstep the correct number, but you never really know for sure until you see the contract itself and how it breaks down. But regardless, it is probably going to be a sizable chunk of change. And you're right. I cannot fathom seeing that hit my bank account. It's almost like getting the YouTube money here for Cheesehead TV. It's almost the exact same thing, but not quite. Kenny, you ain't lying. All the folks who just look at box scores and traditional stats tell me this is a waste of money, though. Watson is a beast. It makes the offense so much better. Man, if anyone tells you this is an overpay or Watson's not worth it or all of that nonsense because of a lack of yardage or any counting stats, just dismiss them, put them on mute, ignore them for the rest of your life when it comes to football because they don't know ball. It's very simple. Christian Watson makes the offense not only better, but entirely different and more difficult to defend just by being out there. Like, there is zero question about it. So, you know, let people talk whatever junk they want to talk online about counting stats and yada, yada. That means less than nothing. Christian Watson is worth every penny. Menace, what's up, man? Well, this certainly hasn't divided the fan base as much as has so much this offseason. I got to admit, it hasn't been the lightning rod that I expected it to be, but I also think the Packers did a good job of not making, you know, however the thing is constructed, and they've, you know, clearly put it in such a way that the agent could then tout, oh, we got the $31 million signing bonus, right? 4 years, etc. But it feels in line with the market, right? It's not a huge kind of outlier. And it's a guy who we all see can be productive when he's on the field. The conversation is always about staying healthy, right? And being available. But I think even the naysayers, and even the people who don't think he's, quote, worth the money, understand why they want to keep him around and why, you know, it's a positive development for the Packers. So it's, like you said, it feels pretty healthy for the most part regarding the conversation around this extension. Brandy. X and Parsons and a first-round wide receiver on the roster. Kids are spoiled these days. These kids don't know nothing, Brandy, I tell you. No doubt about it. Mike Wazowski, how you doing, man? It seems like I get this kind of thing every couple weeks. Does J-Love need to chew some people out, maybe to try and stop a 21-3 blown lead in the playoffs? For all this talent to matter in the end, go Pack, go. Jordan Love just needs to be Jordan Love. I don't know why people need their quarterbacks to change when they're on a successful path. I remember very similar conversations about Aaron Rodgers and his demeanor, and not necessarily meaning, oh, Aaron needs to get mad more, because we all saw Aaron get very frustrated with guys as his career went on. But, you know, Aaron was very different in temperament than Brett, and Jordan is very different in temperament than Aaron. But Aaron was incredibly successful. Brett was incredibly successful being himself. And I have no doubt Jordan will be incredibly successful being himself. And he has been successful so far. So I understand people have a visceral reaction to football and how they feel about it and how they would react in certain situations. But that ain't Jordan. And the way Jordan is has led him to this moment where he's a really good fucking quarterback in the NFL and getting better. So, yeah, no, that talent, so to speak, is there, and it is the charge of the coach to get them to be more consistent and to be, you know, scoring more points and be more efficient week in and week out. And certainly it is also incumbent upon said talent, upon the players themselves. But yeah, Jordan shouldn't have to change to make that a success. Jordan just needs to keep doing what he's doing. Be consistent, be a leader the way he feels comfortable being a leader. However, whatever that is, you know, that's how I feel. Brody, thanks for the super chat, man. Hey, Nags, can I get a pickup? Today has sucked. I didn't get a job I wanted / needed to save up for school. Plus, I need a new place at 25. Is this it? Brody, sir. No, not even close to it. And I'm very, 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 very sorry for the week you've had, dude. I have been there, man. Look, 25, sir, true story. At that age, there was a stretch, like about 3 week stretch, where I slept in a restaurant in the back corner in a booth. True story. Like night after night, a friend worked there, talked to the manager / owner. I was essentially homeless. So, dude, no, it's not it. Just one day at a time, man. One day at a time. You didn't get this job. I'm very sorry for that, but you will get another job. I promise you that. And just think, Packers are going to win the Super Bowl this year. So that's the thing that'll keep you going, striving. Every day, Micah Parsons is getting up and going and working out, rehabbing that knee so he can get back on the field and terrorize quarterbacks. You just pretend you are Micah Parsons. You are taking it one day at a time. And it is frustrating. Micah talking about it yesterday with the media, right? How frustrating, how he still hasn't even accepted that this injury happened, because it's such a mind fuck, right? And it's such a kind of downshift as far as his livelihood goes, right? And now you have to change your entire focus to rehabbing, and you're not part of the team. You're not contributing. And that all like plays on your mind. So you have to be hyper-focused. And that's Micah's words, and you can apply them to your situation. You just hunker down. You focus, buddy. Good things are coming. I promise you that. Joe, what's up, man? Watson, sixth in the NFL last year in yards per target. 103rd in targets. Kraft, fifth and 146th. Passing offense is capable of so much more than we've seen. 1,000,000,000%, and I won't belabor the point, but this is exactly what we were talking about yesterday. These guys need opportunities. These guys need, you know, the chance to just go out there and make a difference on a more consistent basis. And I know LaFleur always talks about, you know, you got to earn opportunities. And clearly, if you're talking about Christian Watson and Tucker Kraft, they have earned opportunities. And if you need the offense to flow through some people, those are the people. Like, I get wanting to get XYZ involved, trying to keep the defensive coordinator on their toes as far as personnel usage. But at some point, you have to identify your core. And it feels like the Packers have done this offseason, right? So hopefully, we see an uptick as far as targets go for their main contributors, you know? And we don't have so many kind of rotations where we've got Bo Melton out there in a crucial third down. And that's no knock to Bo, but you definitely want Watson, Reed, or Kraft to be in that mix on third down, or a Matthew Golden, you know? But you know, sprinkling in so many guys every single game, let alone every single drive, I think that's been to their detriment a little bit. No doubt about it. What else we got here, folks? Adam, how you doing, man? My daughter is graduating high school tomorrow. Congratulations. I was stressing out today, and she told me to R-E-L-A-X in Roger's voice. She's not a big football fan, but she knows the important details. You've done a good job. She has taken away some good lessons, and she is correct, sir. R-E-L-A-X, man. What is it from Python? Is it supposed to be a happy occasion? Let's not bicker and argue about who killed who. Be happy, man. Your baby's graduating. This is an amazing moment. Congratulations. Proud of you. Proud of her. Hope she has a phenomenal summer. Good shit, man. Menace, how you doing? So we have decided collectively as a fan base, together as one, in Lombardi we trust, to skip this year's Madden, right? Like it is a blood pact on contract or what? I'll get Microsoft forms ready. Man, you know me. I'm a junkie. I ain't skipping nothing. I'm downloading that the day it's available. And that's just me. That's how I roll. I understand your mileage may vary, but I ain't skipping Madden. Hell no. In fact, as soon as I get done here and posting everything I need to podcast-wise and stuff on the internet, on the website, I'm jumping on and playing some Madden. Sir, no, I am not skipping Madden. And look, I understand the Caleb Williams things is very, very unfortunate. But yeah, man, it's fine. Like, I got the load screen will have his face on it, and that'll be fine. But then I'll just get to the online play, and I'll be fine. But I feel you, dude. It's going to be, in that regard, it's going to be a bit of a long year. No doubt about it. Jerry, spot on, man. Jordan is smart, stoic, and calculated. Very much so. And I know this has been mentioned before, but it was wild to see, you know, that drop that Reed had in the playoff game towards the end there in the fourth quarter. And seeing that replay of Jordan turning around and slapping his hands like that. That's the most animated I think I've ever seen him. After a mistake by a teammate. He doesn't boil over that way. That doesn't mean it ain't happening inside, right? It's a good question, Joe. Anyone else going to meet Grossi on his nationwide tour? I know he's doing 30 for 30 again. It looks like it's off to a rip-roaring start. I cannot recommend it enough, people. Not only consuming the content, but going out and saying hi to Tom on his tour. And of course, you know, all the work he does for St. Jude and all of the stuff he does for charity is such a great reflection of Packers fans, Packers fandom. It's really, really excellent stuff. Cannot recommend Tom's stuff enough. If you haven't engaged with it, I highly recommend you do so. Really, really great. Jerry, what's up, man? What system do you play on? Are you getting GTA 6? Yes, Olive has made sure that we'll be getting GTA 6. We've been talking about that for like a year now. I have both Xbox and PlayStation. I play mostly Xbox online when I'm talking about Madden, and pretty much PlayStation for everything else. But I did have a buddy who just got a PlayStation who is pestering me to get online and play Madden on the PlayStation. So I might start doing that a little bit as well. You got to, you know, diversify your portfolio a little bit. That's what I have to do. Oh, man. What else we got here, folks? Oh, Joseph says he's skipping Madden, but he made that decision months ago before this was announced. I get it, man. I understand some people like who don't kind of feel the need to pay for essentially a roster update, right? The play style, the gameplay doesn't change dramatically from year to year. So I get it. And the playbooks are a little different. And I'm very much looking forward to seeing what they do with the Gannon playbook on the defensive side of the ball. But certainly don't begrudge anybody. No doubt about it. What else we got here? Menace again. So Bakhtiari got an extension, major injury. Josh, same. Elton, same. Rashawn, same. Christian is going to break that streak because he already had his major injury, right? See? The power of positive thinking. There we go. And I would say they got hurt because they play football, not because they signed extensions. You know what? You know who doesn't get hurt? People who don't play football. Everybody in the NFL gets hurt. Injury rate's 100%. It's just the way of the world. Shaheem McCoy, what a handle. What's up, man? Folks are saying C-Watt is overpaid, but forget context. He's played in a wide receiver room, ran 5 to 6 deep for 4 years, and run heavy offense. Plus, he's had 700 yards in 9 games played. He would have hit 1,000 easy. Casuals need to chill. This is another way of saying what I was saying earlier. Yes, very much agreed. Yes, no question about it. There's a very large component of NFL fans, not just Packers fans, that just look at counting stats. And if they don't measure up in certain categories, then contracts aren't worth what they're printed. And it's ridiculous, as I talked about before. It is a football decision, not just a stats decision. That is the biggest way to look at it. Oh, wow. Carrie, there's a great line in The Last Jedi when Kylo Ren says, no, you're still holding on. Let go. Carrie says, Nags, chances the Packers would bring Favre to camp for fans and even the players to meet and catch a few passes from. Could be fun. Yeah, I don't think the Packers are inviting Brett back to do that kind of thing anytime soon. Now, maybe at some point if, you know, there's some kind of reunion for the 96 team, I could see Brett being back at Lambeau Field. But outside of something like that, I just don't think the Packers are going to go down that route. That's just me. Coy, thanks again, man. What does this extension mean for Matthew Golden development and confidence going forward? Not too much, actually. I mean, remember, he is going to be one of the major contributors this year. It wasn't Christian Watson that kept him from seeing the football last year. It was the fact that they had a lot of different guys doing a lot of different things. Someone just mentioned this. And now, after allowing Romeo to walk and then trading Dontavian Wicks, Golden's going to get opportunities. Now, he's got to make the most of it. But talking about his confidence and development going forward, what better example? Look at Christian Watson. All the hell he has gone through. Every piece of adversity he's had to face. And all he did was overcome it, continue coming back, get on the field, produce, and you'll get paid. What a great example for Matthew Golden to follow. Pretty easy. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, he's got to do the work. But if you're a young player, what an outstanding example to have in front of you. All the adversity in the world could have shut it down at any point. But here he is. All he does is keep coming back, working his ass off, and now he's been rewarded. And the expectation is he's going to continue to do so. I like the idea. Doug Hype, what's up, man? Watson is worth 30 kegs per year of carry the G. Well, I tend to agree, though. 30 kegs feels low. Let's give him 60 kegs.
Will we carry the G wherever we may be? So creamy and cold, and from the land of the green and gold.
Carry the G Cream Ale, the official beer of Cheesehead TV. And speaking of beer, I need a beer. I'm going to get going. Cannot thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.